About 20 minutes after 3, time now for the Gump File. Why do we do it? Stupid is, stupid us. Well, you know, Gump is worldwide. Let's go to China, shall we? Now, a Chinese man claims, well, he caught a 45-pound frog. That's right. Never before seen. 45-pound frog. What do you do with a 45-pound frog? Well, according to this guy, you clean it and you put it on a barbecue. Oh, yeah, baby. Orang Asil says he took a photo of this freak of nature, though he admits the frog made him ill. Even if it didn't taste like chicken, he's been bedridden ever since. Well, that's what you get for eating a 45-pound frog, man. Orang says, we'd never before seen a frog this size. My friend didn't recognize it as a frog. He wanted to buy it from me. When he returned with the money, I had already eaten the giant frog. Maybe it wasn't the best idea, he says. In hindsight, quote, oh, I wish I had a money instead of an upset tummy. That's good stuff. Wish I had the money instead of an upset tummy. After I ate a 45-pound frog. What are you going to do, you know? Police in Pennsylvania arrested newlyweds accused of stealing more than $1,000 worth of supplies for their wedding reception. Investigators said Arthur Phillips, 32, and Brittany Lurch married August 18th and went to the Wegmans supermarket. They got items for their wedding reception, which was scheduled for later in the afternoon. Well, there you go. You get married. Uh-oh. We forgot the reception. Surveillance cameras recorded the couple filling their cart with over $1,000 worth of items, including booze, food, leaving the store without paying. Officers said they confronted the couple and found a glass pipe with some marijuana inside. Well, that would explain the $1,000 worth of food. They've now been arrested and charged with retail theft, receiving stolen property. Phillips also charged with possession of pot. So now what do? How do you top that? Now you don't have food for the wedding reception. That ain't good. Well, here's one for you. Police in Connecticut say they arrested a man who reported himself for parking illegally in a handicap spot. Man allegedly became aggressive when officers arrived. Police Lieutenant Robert Kozlowski said officers located the car after the phone call. Andres told them, you cops aren't doing your job. Then when they tried to give him a ticket, he got a little out of order. Then he got really out of order, so they had to use a stun gun on him. He's charged with second-degree breach of peace, interfering with a police officer. Also given an infraction for parking in a handicapped space without a permit. Should have tased him for that anyway. That just irritates me. People park in handicapped spots that really don't need to be there. I'm sorry. You guys are idiots. Don't do it. Leave it for the people who actually need it. There's your Gump File on this Tuesday, August 30th. Chuck Hull, 102.7 KORD.